Working remotely can be a challenge, especially for teams that are new to it. How do you deal with your work environment being the same as home while staying productive? At a time when teams must come together more than ever to solve big challenges, Trello's here to help. Trello, part of Atlassian's collaborative suite, has been powering remote teams globally for almost a decade. Trello keeps everyone on the same page, helping teams communicate, focus, and connect. Try Trello for free and learn more at Trello.com. That's Trello.com.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream some audio of the show in case you're not in your car anymore. TNTRadioEmpire.com or turn the radio on in your house.
If you got one of those.
A lot of clock radios. My alarm clock still has a radio, so that works.
There's a lot of houses that don't have radios anymore.
Yeah. But you should get one.
You know the sacrifice we're making. Usually about this time, actually about an hour ago, someone from Omaha Tap House would deliver us food.
Yeah, I know.
And we said, no, you need to keep your distance.
Well, we can't.
We love your food.
Yeah, we do love it. And by the way, they're open, too, for delivery.
For takeout and delivery.
Order Uber, unless you're banging some 24-year-old dude and he shows up and it's your husband.
That always ruins your night.
Oh, here's a good question from Jared.
What if the guy, because I know Uber drivers sometimes double as Uber Eats guys too, so he picks up food from a restaurant, goes to somebody's apartment with some pizza from someplace, and the guy opens with his wife on the couch. Same dude. Right. Same dude. It's going to happen to that guy.
You don't even like pepperoni.
This is a legit question.
Yeah.
Uber guy would know this. Where was the destination?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I asked it earlier.
Was it a house? Was it a hotel? Another bar?
Well, we know it wasn't. She can't use the excuse, I was just going to come home, because the Uber would have said his own address.
Right.
So it was another bar or that dude's house.
He would have recognized that.
Well, he's 24.
I'm guessing if it was midnight, it was probably his house.
That dude's apartment with three other dudes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Another guy said that he would have taken him to that destination and then insisted on watching. You two go ahead. I'm just going to sit here and watch.
That guy's got something going on there.
I know.
Hey, whatever works for him.
The cuckold crowd checking in, huh? Crowd checking in.
We ain't judging.
That's me and my wife do. I pick her up at a bar and we don't act like she knows me and I'm the Uber guy.
Small percentage of dudes the wife gets in. He's like, great, finally.
Yeah, finally. I get to watch you bang somebody else.
And then a collection of...
I love the cuckold crowd checking in.
Right.
And he's throwing on, hey, maybe that guy should do this. That's what he's saying. Oh, man.
Call me a little bitch, too.
Bunch of odd relationships.
Are you role-playing right now, or are you just asking me?
Well, you know.
It doesn't have to be the Uber.
That really has nothing to do with anything but interesting stories. Maybe I'll get to them another time.
Okay.
But I'd rather get some advice for this guy. And I'd like him to get back to us.
Well, the one guy goes, take her and watch her. And somebody. Yeah.
That guy's weird.
I know. I say get revenge and just bang somebody else. This is your free pass, dude. Take advantage of that. Here's your hall pass.
Yeah. Maybe he doesn't want to do that.
But
he's not a red-blooded American man. Now.
People who have gone about it that way. Not all of them like it.
No, you're right.
No, it's not satisfying.
And it breaks up. It breaks up.
Right. Some people do that, and they're not satisfied afterwards either.
But as you're actually having sex with somebody,
it doesn't necessarily fix things.
Right.
Oh, it doesn't fix
it
at all.
Or you figure out that some people do that.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, you'd have to find a willing partner.
That's right. That's the key.
Yeah.
Yeah, that can be an issue.
Yeah, totally an issue.
Yeah, and if he's been happily married for...
The women just go out and get it.
20 years, he's out of the game.
Totally out of the game.
Yeah, he's not going to be able to just find some 25-year-old girl at the bar.
He's not whoring at the bar like his wife is. That's why.
A note for our Deadpool players so that they can just write this down.
Got it.
You know, it's an old person thing.
And they're dying for the economy, by the way, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Yep, taking one for the team.
Thank you.
Retired United States Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor is 90.
Libtard.
Today, the first woman to have been named to the Supreme Court.
I thought, was she the first? Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And never been the same since.
And Diana Ross is 76.
She seems to be in pretty decent shape. Didn't she just play the
yes,
here
she
last
did.
Time you saw the
yeah.
show, right?
Yep. Yes, I did.
I wish I would have seen that.
Casino.
Good, yeah, it was a good show. She yeah. played outside. It was a little chilly.
Back in the day, we used to have concerts back in the day, kids.
Christy saw it.
We'll tell you about that as you get older.
She said it was a good show.
Yeah. Yes, it was a fine show. You know, she did all
yeah.
the
Supreme songs and everything. Yeah.
Some. You know,
but her solo stuff, she's got a bunch of those.
Exactly. She's got too many songs.
A ton of hits.
You can't do them all.
No.
I think she did. She do a lot of Supreme stuff?
She did some.
Yeah.
She wasn't out there for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Doing songs. You know, a little bit more than an hour, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. We'd take that. Yeah. There are still bands that would play right now. I wouldn't go even during the virus. I would say, you know what? I'd rather just not watch a band.
Yeah.
If they say, listen, everybody's virus free, here's the show. Nah.
Any band where there's a fiddle involved?
Well, that's for damn sure.
But because of the situation, you know, any other time of crisis, you know, a bunch of musicians would have got together and put, you know, like a Live Aid, something like that. You can't do that.
Can't do it. Can't even do studio stuff.
Yeah,
people are doing it for their own basements and stuff.
All their recording stuff can be done in a guy's basement now.
Sure.
Yeah, but
an individual's basement.
Yeah, but you can't put a band together because the band should all be together.
But they're no. They make all kinds of recordings now.
No, he's talking about a live show.
I'm talking about
to raise
putting
money.
A festival together
to
that
raise
would
money.
Generate a ton of cash.
Oh, so you're talking about putting people together.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, like Farm Aid.
I'm saying you can't do that.
You have to do it virtually.
After 9/11, they were all together.
Farm Aid, Live Aid. Not an option.
You got to do it virtually now.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or you could do the Live Aid, and Live Aid was, And how about
virtually Live Aid?
What was the British version of We Are the World?
Do they know it's Christmas?
Now the goose is on the table.
Thank you, Craig. Did you know I was going to do that?
I didn't.
Yeah. No, you didn't, really? I thought you just played along with me.
Other casualties of the COVID and
I thought it was wrong.
No, that's it. Right. That's a better song, by the way, than We Are the World.
Puss's hands are getting dry and cracked as a result of a lot of washing.
Yeah. Really?
Lotion those bears up, man. It's starting to bug us, too.
I do, man. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, sure, we like a little bit of roughness.
Yeah, but not on the palm.
And McDonald's has pulled their all-day breakfast menu.
Yeah.
Man.
To streamline operations.
I got it.
Well, they lost me when they quit running their egg sandwich in the middle of the day, too.
Did they really?
They've been dead to you for a while.
Yeah.
They lost you.
The egg McMuffin. Yeah. When they quit making that in the middle of the day. Because originally, that was on their all-day breakfast menu. And then I would go, and I want an Egg McMuffin. And they'd say, no, we don't make that anymore.
That's insane.
Yeah.
It is insane.
For breakfast, you can have it, but not in the rest of the day. So, no, I'm done with their all-day breakfast.
That's the staple of McDonald's breakfast.
That is. Come on, people.
Oh, Joe has a good suggestion here, because I think we did this after 9/11. We make giant get well soon cards. Send them off to various locations.
We're never going to let our buddy Jimmy Casino forget about that, huh? Our radio station had a huge card in the old lobby after 9/11, and you had to sign it and send it back east. And we made fun of it then. Right. We'll make fun of it 20 years later.
Sorry, World Trade Center.
Sorry, everybody.
Get well soon.
We loaded it on a big truck and sent it there.
In his defense, he had a lot of great ideas when he worked here. That just wasn't one of them.
No. Hope he's listening. I know he's homebound, so he probably is.
That was right up there with, let's give away one concert ticket. Not a pair. One.
And they'll buy another one.
You'd expect.
And this is actually, people are actually sick in this situation, too, so get well would be more perfect, right? They could deliver a get well card to a morgue, makeshift morgue in New York City, because they have those, by the way.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
They are about to run out of room. They're going to run out of room over the weekend.
That's just New York.
Has anyone in a position of power, say somebody holds a lot of press conferences, passed along condolences to those who have lost loved ones?
No, he ain't doing dick, really. Man. He's not doing dick. He laughs at people. He laughed at Romney.
The tweet he put out about that, he was like, so glad he's good.
Worst
so glad he doesn't have it.
Yeah, worst person
but
in the
still
world.
Had to get a couple of digs
oh,
in.
Oh, yeah.
Worst person in the world.
Presidential candidate.
Worst person in the world. If you can You wouldn't accept that from your family members.
No.
You wouldn't. Or your friends. You wouldn't be friends with that guy. You'd say, you're just an ass.
What do you think of when you hear the word citrus? Is it orange slices after a soccer game or a lemon wedge in your water at your favorite restaurant? Yes and yes. But another thing that citrus brings to mind is sharing. Because citrus was literally made to be shared. And no one knows that better than Sunkist. Sunkist grows the type of citrus you can't wait to peel. Or add to your favorite recipe that was just missing that one thing. And with over 40 citrus varieties, you'll never run out of things to share or people to share with. Like all your friends coming over for game night or book club or your next big pregame. There's a citrus cocktail, mocktail, dinner, and dessert for all of it. However you share and whoever you share with, Sunkist will be there to make it a whole lot sweeter. Learn about all 40 of Sunkist's delicious citrus varieties like Caracara oranges, Mineola tangelos, blood oranges, and more at sunkist.com. Sunkist. Share what's real.
A couple of things about this, what they are calling a stimulus package.
There you go.
First of all, it is not intended to stimulate growth.
No, it's not going
to. It's just offsetting a potential downturn. Right. It's designed to prevent mass homelessness, starvation, and a wave of business closures not seen since the Depression.
Socialism.
So we're not looking at a stimulus specifically.
So nobody's willing to go homeless to save the economy?
You should.
Selfish pricks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a good chance we're going to be looking at another one of these packages here fairly soon.
I believe that.
Which, you know, depending on how where you show up on the spectrum, you're either glad that you get another check or you wish we'd just be done with this.
I would rather be done, but... I'd like to be done with it.
We're not done. We have much control over unless we stay home and wash our hands and... Yeah. Follow protocol. Yeah, it sucks. Yeah, you got to sacrifice, but we got to do it.
Yeah, they say the idea here is to freeze time for about a month or 6 weeks and let people emerge with not a huge amount of debt, not starving, and not being evicted.
I want people shaking hands on Easter. Come on.
Again.
Jesus.
You're going to have to pretend your own bread is the body of Christ.
There you go. Pretend's the key word, by the way.
Yeah.
Because it's playland stuff.
Campground owners and managers in what are called inland states by TMZ.
And we're about
like
as inland
Nevada,
as you get right
here. Idaho, and Wisconsin.
And nobody's more inland than
say
Nebraska.
Say that they have seen an influx of people from pandemic hot zones.
Yeah, Nebraska
people
and
show up.
Kansas are probably as far away from an ocean as you can get anywhere in the country, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
The owner of Devil's River Campground in Wisconsin says that one family told him they picked that county because it had no reported coronavirus cases.
But they probably brought it.
No, they probably didn't bring it.
Well, I'm just saying, that's a problem. People are traveling outside the hot zones to go to the places.
Another place in Idaho says they're filling its RV spaces with people from areas that have been hit hard. So it's possible that someone is bringing it in.
Someone is, right.
And you still have to maintain yourself, but this time in an RV. As opposed to your home.
I was thinking, would it be okay if I just loaded up my truck with all my camping gear and went to the mountains and found an isolated spot and just camped there for a while? But along the way, you're going to have to encounter people. I'm going to need gas. I'm probably going to need some groceries. I'm probably going to have
booze.
To interact with people. Yeah. Certainly booze.
Yeah. Well, if you pack enough up there.
Yeah.
And the gas is full when you get there and you'll be able to come back. Enough the gas to get back. You could spend 3 weeks up there. But, you know.
But I wouldn't have enough to get. You know, I would certainly have to get gas.
Yeah. Yeah, once you already got, I would just say it, get gas before you actually go up in the mountain, and so it's full, so when you can leave, no matter when you want to leave, without getting gas. But what are you going to do up there?
Just to hang out.
Yeah, you do that now at your house.
With my thumb up my ass, but I can do it in the mountains like I do at my house.
Right.
That's extreme social distancing.
Yes, exactly. Oh, believe me, if you're retired or rich, no problem doing something like that if you're that paranoid. Just get out. But you can stay at your house then. Same thing.
Yeah, my daughter was talking about a friend of hers.
It's not. Being in the mountains is much cooler than being in my house all the time.
Yeah. You have no TV, no internet.
You got to hike. You can take a hike.
Yeah, you ain't doing that every day.
You can go down the lake and fish.
Bone up on your meditation skills.
Yeah, you'd be bored essless.
You can
a
sit
month
by the campfire and read.
Practice your yoga.
You're watching TV every day. You know you couldn't do that. Even you couldn't do that for a month.
Is there cell phone service?
No, none of that. You're up there. You might be cell phone.
You'd be surprised. You really got to get deep into the mountains to get out of cell phone service. Right.
So then you can watch TV to your heart's content on your
phone.
And
you got porn, right?
I could live without TV for a month.
But porn? We call that TV, you know, just because it's still on your phone.
That's right. That's what I said, porn.
Yeah.
Get to pack a bunch of magazines.
Yeah. Because you're probably going to be there by yourself. Your wife ain't going, I guarantee that.
She might.
For a month.
If we could bring the dogs.
Yeah.
But then, you know, we can't bring all the dogs.
Yeah.
When we go somewhere, we got to farm out a few of the dogs.
Right.
Yeah, pick a favorite. Yeah, one of my daughter's friends was going to, they have like a lake house in the Ozarks. They're like just going down there for like 8 weeks. I mean, that would be nice. We don't have a lake house.
No, I understand that. But isn't that, we're not supposed to be doing that. We're supposed to stay where we're at. In place. It's called in place.
Right.
You know, I understand. That sounds selfish to me. You know?
Yeah. But if they just head straight to the other home and hunker down there.
Maybe. Okay.
Is that a problem?
I don't know. It's a problem in New York. People are leaving the city and driving out to the Long Island with the COVID. You know?
Spreading it.
Ford says they're recalling about 250,000 cars because the doors could swing open on the road.
That's not terrifying.
Which car specifically?
That's why you wear a seatbelt.
Let's see. The 2014 to 2015 Ford Fiesta, the 2014 to 2016 Ford Fusion, the 2014 to 2016 Lincoln MKZ.
Okay. That's somebody listening.
Did it say 14 Ford Focus?
Hey, well, uh-oh.
No.
Okay, good. That's what you got in the parking lot.
Stop. Fiesta, Fusion, and Lincoln.
Stop bragging, Nick.
Well, yeah.
That was just a way to brag. Yeah. That was a way to brag. God, I hate you do that.
Wonder if that's what that Uber driver was driving, the 25-year-old trying to bang your wife can fly out while you're on the highway.
Why don't you pay extra to get that on a Jeep? You just take the doors off.
That's right.
Yeah, this is
cool.
They're just giving to you for free now.
Take your shirt off.
Yeah.
A new study conducted at Washington State University finds that rural babies and urban babies tend to act differently.
Immediately?
Researchers found, babies are fairly immediate.
Researchers
found that rural babies.
Great band name, the Rural Babies.
It's not easy to say. The name, the word rural is not easy to say. Researchers found that rural babies display negative emotions like anger or frustration much more often than the city-living babies. Conversely, urban babies are usually calmer, less fussy, and not as bothered by rules. Urban moms seem to be better at recognizing when their babies need or want something, as well as when the kid is tired of a particular activity, so this may have a direct influence on why urban babies are calmer. Their moms are quicker to meet their needs. Rural moms, on the other hand, report more instances of their babies acting angrily.
They get more kids than rural babies?
No word
probably
on that. That does not pop up here.
Is it just because it's rednecks?
There
usually?
Were no observed differences in parental stress levels between urban and rural families.
Boy, that would be an annoying study to be involved with, studying crying babies.
Yeah.
Man, I'll put the interns on that.
This baby's pissed, too.
Yeah, you sit with this baby for 8 hours.
They say that living in a big city generally brings more exposure or proximity to violent crime, but isolation can also cause a great deal of stress for rural parents. You can find out more about this in the Journal of Community Psychology.
Yeah, we're going to tell him to read that when he's camping for a month.
Yeah.
There you go.
The rural baby's like, there's nothing to do here.
That's exactly what it is.
And then they do sleep and reading crap all day.
I can wipe my ass with it.
Well, after, after you're done.
Oh, speaking of that, if I do run out of toilet paper, I know I've got a supply in my camping gear somewhere.
There you go.
Oh, you've forgotten about that?
I got a couple rolls. One of the camping bins.
Exactly.
But we're actually doing okay, and there's only two of us in the house, so we're not going through that much.
I stashed a roll for myself because at our house, it'll just be gone.
Plus, you're using a T-shirt in your belly anymore, right? That's the way to do it now.
So I've stashed a roll or two.
You got to save the toilet paper. Don't use it for your belly anymore, dudes.
At my house, it's just for me.
Plus, I'll tell you that.
Because no one else knows how to conserve.
No one else knows how to conserve, and when they're down to nothing,
you keep one aside?
I'm still going to be able to use the toilet paper.
Yeah.
I don't care about all y'all others.
That's a good...
Don't care. Y'all use way too much of it already.
How many people in the house, Craig?
We're taking care of kids now because they're out of school.
Yeah.
So I've got the nieces and nephews.
Yeah. I got the nieces and nephew now, and so there's up to seven or eight, you know, whatever.
Oh man, that's a busy house.
It is.
Yeah. So you better hide some toilet paper.
Yeah, it's yeah, a lot
exactly.
of asses that need wiped.
Yep.
Yes, and just asses.
And you're either one or the other, right? Your ass doesn't need wiped. You're the ass.
Either wiping it or being it.
You're an ass.
And there's three in Puss's house.
Yeah.
Four at Tyler's.
Yeah.
Just
five
two.
At Nick's.
Yeah. Yeah. And just two at my place.
Yeah.
Well, the dogs end up using toilet paper sometimes, too. They'll take a dump on the floor. You got to use toilet paper
That's
to
right.
clean that up.
Yeah,
you can use,
right.
paper towels for
you're
that.
Right, right. Oh, we got to flush it, then.
For picking up dog poop, Christy has a bunch of... we have a good supply of rubber gloves.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what they're for.
Yeah.
Whatever, dude.
You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to this city.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.